From the earliest day of human evolution, pleasure has played a critical role in our survival. Early humans experienced pleasure from activities such as eating and mating, which were essential for their survival and the continuation of their species. As our brain evolved, so did our experiences of pleasure. Our brains became increasingly sophisticated, allowing us to experience pleasures in more complex ways. Over time, our understanding of pleasure has also evolved. Philosophers such as Aristotle and Epicurus explored the nature of pleasure and its relationship to happiness, and their ideas continue to influence our understanding of pleasure today. Pleasure. It's a feeling that we all crave, a feeling that brings us happiness. But why do we seek it out? What is the purpose of pleasure? Scientists have long been trying to understand the connection between pleasure and the human experience. And they come to a fascinating conclusion. The human struggle, in its essence, is the pursuit of pleasure.
Pleasure is a very central thing to human nature. I think it's what gets us up in the morning, but to define pleasure is quite difficult. One of the best definitions of pleasure actually comes from Aristotle. Aristotle had this idea that pleasure had at least two components: hedonia, pleasure, and eudaimonia, a life well lived. My research is really about finding out the kind of things that give us pleasure, the kind of things like food and sex that really allows us to survive both as an individual and as a species.
The first idea is that, as Dan said, we have in our brains a very ancient and deep network for generating hedonic feelings. This network evolved for sensory pleasures, for selfish pleasures, but it's been co-opted by our evolution, and it participates in all of our pleasures, and quite likely even in sustained well-being, the positive affect of happiness for those who have it and when they have it.
According to the theory of evolution proposed by Charles Darwin, the capacity for pleasure and pain has evolved as an adaptive response to the environment. He argued that the ability to feel pleasure and pain served as a mechanism for survival. In more recent times, scientists have explored how the experience of pleasure and pain is mediated by the brain, and how it has evolved to serve different functions in different species. For example, in mammals, pleasure is associated with the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter that is linked to reward and motivation. Similarly, pain is mediated by a complex network of brain regions and neural pathways which allows animal to detect and respond to potentially harmful stimuli. The sweet taste of food, the quenching of thirst, the comfort of a warm body temperature, the company of friends and loved ones, all these elicit a pleasure response and are critical for our survival. And when the reverse is true, when we experience pain, we avoid those behaviors. In this way, our ancestors were able to optimize their choices and pass on their knowledge to the next generation. And here is the interesting bit about evolution. Our ancestors stored the information from their environment into their memories. And from those memories, that information was passed on to the future generation through the genes. In order to resolve uncertainty, genes develop the capability of learning. The information learned and stored use the language of pleasure and pain. And most importantly, pleasure and pain are a very efficient method of making choices. The language of pleasure and pain simplifies the numerous alternatives in survival decision making and encourages efficient behavior. In many ways, it is far superior to the most sophisticated computer we have available today. Pleasure has an important evolutionary purpose. Nature wouldn't waste energy on neural structures that serve no purpose. By reducing decision-making to two variables, pleasure and pain, evolution bypassed the need for huge brains, making it easier for our ancestors to make efficient decisions. The basic idea behind the evolution of pleasure and pain was to support survival and reproduction of the species. So the nervous system engages pleasure when we are involved in activities that are conducive to our survival and reproduction. But what happens when this pleasure response fails? What happens when we can no longer experience the joys of life? This is a question that scientists are still trying to answer. But one thing is clear, pleasure has important survival functions. People with depression who commit suicide, for example, may do so because they lack pleasure. The idea is that pleasure is the biological phenomenon of which happiness is the condition. So the next time you find yourself seeking out pleasure, remember this. It's not just a feeling. It's a survival and reproduction mechanism, rooted in our very biology and evolution. The pursuit of pleasure is the pursuit of life.